And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, coming your way right here. Having a great time this morning. Talking fishing with Captain Andrew Viola of the Pacifica out of C4's Board Fishing. So much cool stuff going down this morning. Phones have been absolutely packed. Text questions are piling up. We're having a great time.
We are. We're giving away a day and a half trip, or Andrew's giving away a day and a half trip on the Pacifica. Super cool. Like I said, give us a shout at 833-288-0973.
Also, get us on that text, man. The texts are piling up. We got a lot of them still to read, and we're going to continue to do so. Just download the Let's Talk Hookup app, and right when you open it up, scroll down, see the text the show option, shoot it through, make sure to include your name, and we'll get them read on the air. As Corey had mentioned before, we're not able to, unfortunately, it's a one-way system. We're not able to reply to you, but it's a very fun and cool option if you want to get in and have a question for Andrew.
Yeah, it's a good way to do it.
You got it. Well, the phones are packed up, Corey. Why don't we jump right back into them?
Let's do it. Let's talk to Daryl. Daryl calling from Covina. Good morning, Daryl. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning. I had a question for Andrew. I hear everybody say, you know, make sure everybody you're coming out with a proper tackle. I don't have the real big stuff, I guess you'd say. I mean, I've got like a Fathom 30, Fathom 40, and a Abbott 30 wide. Would that be more than adequate for the big fish that you guys are catching right now?
Oh,
honestly?
Yeah.
Or
yeah,
it,
definitely.
Would it
definitely
be better off running something?
Yeah, with the sinker rig, you know, that Abbott 30 wide, I mean, that's plenty of reel for one of those bigger fish. Even those Fathom 40s, you know, for anything up to about 150 pounds, those Fathom 40s are great reels. You know, if we're catching those big giant ones, you know, then maybe we would switch over to your Abbott. But, I think that you have plenty of reel there, as long as, you know, I'm sure have the rod to match. I think you're pretty much squared away. But I know that over at Seaforth, and I'm sure at Fisherman's Landing as well, that the rental gear is top notch. I know at Seaforth they've got they're all rain shadow blanks and two speed reels. If you are ever unsure about having, you know, being undergunned or not, you know, not having something in your arsenal that, you know, maybe you should or you can't justify buying because you're only going to use it once a year, don't be afraid to grab that rental equipment because it is good stuff. It's not
it's not like the old days.
No.
It's not a Penn 500 and a, you know, and a 20-year-old 670. It's,
yeah, missing three guides.
Yeah.
And it's good stuff.
I know at Seaforth there's a professional crew that literally that is what they do, is maintain the rental. The rental tackle at Seaforth always has been top notch.
Oh, yeah, Edgar's on it.
Yeah.
He's on it.
Custom, you know, you guys wrap your own rods, and the ones that aren't wrapped there are of the highest end. The reels are maintained. It's not old line. I mean, like, yeah, that's what Edgar does and has for years, and that's one of the things that sets you guys apart is the gear is the top of the line.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, because I know that there's nothing more frustrating from a captain standpoint, to hooking something on a rental rod and, you know, hearing the drag, woo, woo, woo. But we're fortunate enough to we don't very see that really ever.
And
cool.
And you don't see it really at the landing as a customer because it's all behind the scenes, and they have a room literally as big, larger than the office.
Yeah.
That's just dedicated strictly to
taking care of that
it
stuff.
It is. Yep.
Yeah, that's cool. They're great.
So
great
for peace
question.
Of mind, it'd be a good idea just to pick up a rental rod then, for peace of mind, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like I said, if you're not sure, you feel like you're missing something, yeah, just grab one. You know, like I said, just grab one. It's good stuff, and it's, I think in my opinion, better to be over prepared than under.
Will the guys when they're going, like if we'll use tonight as an example, will they be able to talk to yourself or the crew in time to make a call on renting that rig or not? You know, I mean, if potentially you're going to go down south and fish Dorado and Yellowtail and Yellowfin Tuna, and a guy's got plenty of appropriate gear to do that, and he doesn't need to worry about it, but But if you are going to go fish those big ones and he wants to make sure he has a 60 or an 80-pound two-speed outfit, is there an opportunity to talk to one of the crew members?
Oh yeah.
In appropriate time to rent the gear?
Oh, yeah, definitely. That, and we try to do a good job of, you know, if we're leaving at 9, between 4 and 5 o'clock, myself or Allie, or we'll call the office, and one, we'll let them know, okay, we need Mexican permits tonight, mm-hmm. or, you know, we don't need the Mexican permits tonight. But we also let them know what our, you know, generic game plan is and what the people should have getting on the boat. So, you know, if you can't find myself or one of the guys because, you know, we're not in yet or whatever, the guys behind the counter will know what the plan is most times.
That's a good call. Right on, Daryl. Well, good luck when you go, man. Hope you have a great trip. Appreciate the call. How about another text, this time from Wayne from CCA, who's going fishing with you on that CCA challenge tonight, wants to know, how does Andrew like to rig your flat falls, and what kind of combos, rod and reel-wise, would you like to see on the trip tonight?
As far as rigging the flat falls go, I mean, one that having the heavier leader above it, especially when we're fishing the big ones and the real big giant flat falls, that 100, 130, 150 pound fluorocarbon leader above it is a big deal, just because, you know, those things get inhaled and get chewed off a lot. And then other than that, making sure that whatever reel you're fishing with is totally packed full. That way you get the most, you know, line per crank while fishing. And as far as tonight goes, I would definitely have like a 25 and a 40 pound setup. You know, a one more finesse type of rod and reel. Like I said, a 25 pound and then a 40 pound for sure. You know, in case, you know, we get into a little bit bigger, the 35, 45 pound fish, or even those 12 to 18 pounders that are biting a little bit more aggressively. And then I would say a 60 or 80 pound for a sinker rig or whatever. I don't plan on doing a whole lot of the big giant 300 pound fishing, but everything in between, you know, from 12 to 100 pounds,
that's
is going to
awesome.
Be our game plan.
Right on. Well, Wayne, good luck on your trip, man. Appreciate the text very much.
All right, let's talk to John. John from Escondido. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup this morning, John. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, gentlemen. A couple of questions. First is one for Ricky. How's the rehab doing? And then for Andrew. There used to be the boat, the Pacifica, up at a 22nd Street Landing. It was owned by a couple of brothers, and then they sold it to somebody in Point Loma. I used to fish that boat second winds of every month back in the late 90s, early 2000s with a group of guys. Is this the same boat?
You want to go first, Rick?
Oh, rehab's good. Casts are off. Got the casts off on Monday, and still a long ways to go. But nice to not be stretched out with two big old fiberglass casts on both arms. So yeah, all good on this end.
Good to hear, Ricky. Good to hear,
buddy. Thank you.
So yeah, it is the same Pacifica. It was originally it was owned by the Ashleys, and then when it was brought down to San Diego, it was renamed Dominator. And then when we got it, we just brought back the original name, Pacifica, from, you know, when it was built.
I thought that was such a cool move. I love it. I love the name of the boat. It looks good. Like,
Yeah. I mean, nothing wrong with Dominator.
No,
you know,
totally.
But, Pacifica was a little bit more my style, and I like the, you know, the history.
That's a great fishing boat, man. It's a fishing machine. The fish just love it. I don't know if it's the way the engines sound or what, but it's always been a great fishing boat.
John, knowing that you like to fish the way that you do, you'll really like, especially since you rode it back then, you'll really like what Andrew and his team have done to the boat now, too. It is in, you know, tip-top shape, and obviously we talked about the bait systems and everything else. You'll really enjoy getting a shot to go back on her.
Can't wait.
That's cool. Well, John, appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much. Appreciate that.
Let's talk to Sam. Sam calling from Irvine. Thanks for joining us this morning, Sam.
Well, good morning, Andrew and the crew there. I had a question about the reels and that one was taken, but over the winter, are you going to do colonette trips or anything like that? I heard you were fishing bluefin till January, and are you going to do bluefin or bus trips if that cracks open?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to kind of take it in stride and you know, plan our, you know, winter months accordingly to what's available. You know, if the bluefin's available, obviously we'll be fishing for them. If not, you know, maybe some rockfish or yellowtail or whatever we can do to stay busy.
I think that's the coolest thing about an operation like yours. You're just going to go fishing. Whatever there is to catch and whatever time there is, if people want to go, you want to take them.
Like, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yep.
That's cool. When does that call a net season traditionally start? I know that it's, we're in a weird time where sometimes we were fishing bluefins in January, and like it's hard to say. But on a more traditional year where we might not be flat falling in December, when does that usually start out?
I know the last couple of years, I think January, beginning of January, is kind of when after the holidays settle down and stuff like that. That's
rockfish
kind of been,
closes locally.
Yeah, rockfish closes locally. That's, I would say, been the more traditional time to go do that. But really, fishing's changing so much. We could be down there any time of the year.
And, boy, it sure seems like within usually you go down there with the intent of, you know, catching a bunch of reds, and next thing you know, there's good yellowtail yo-yo jig fishing, and then somebody found a school of bluefin, and they caught a dozen, and then the next trip went down, they caught a hunt. You know, it's just, it's one of those things that I think, you know, a call a net trip isn't what it used to be either.
Like, no.
It was always a go sack up a bunch of reds, and that it's turned into an opportunity almost more than anything else.
Oh, yeah. I mean, a couple years there, that yellowtail fishing was good. Really good. And then, like you say, in your travels, either on the way up or on the way down, bumping into a school of bluefin, and next thing you know, we're getting rid of the switch strips.
That's pretty cool, man. Hey, appreciate the call, Sam, very much.
Thanks.
That's a good one for sure. Hey, we got Captain Dave on the line. That's your saltwater guide for fishdope.com. Good morning, Dave. And before that, we have the Anza Knives, sponsored by Anza Knives, handcrafting knives in the USA for over three decades. Check out the Fish Pro Series and the custom bluefin and yellowfin from Anza Knives, made from high carbon steel, which holds a great edge and is easy to sharpen. Anza Knives are the finest fillet knives ever produced. Anza also offers knives for military, law enforcement, and hunting. Check AnzaKnives.com for more details and get their Fish Pro Series at Fisherman's Processing.
That sounds killer. Dave, good morning.
Morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, Andrew, Rick, Corey. Thanks for having me on this morning. Hey, gang.
Yeah, it's good to hear from you.
We had a phenomenal week of weather, and because of that, the fish did not disappoint. Catalina has absolutely been the most consistent place to go if you want to catch fish. There's bonita, bass. There's still some barracuda there, and then that yellowtail is anywhere from like a pound and a half up to 30 pounds, depending on where you're at and what you're doing and a little bit of condition and stuff. But the whole island is on fire, and it's been consistent the whole season, which is pretty spectacular. And then I know a couple of guys that were over there yesterday, and they caught some sea bass in 72-degree water. So like That's Rick cool. was saying a few minutes ago, nobody really knows what's going on anymore. All I know is that it's fun to go fishing right now, and it's really fun. Then I sent you a picture a few minutes ago, Rick. My good buddy Pete Grossbeck, taking the boat down to Cabo, just off of Turtle Bay, caught a 600-pound blue marlin yesterday.
Wow.
there is so much crazy stuff going on out there right now. It's incredible.
Man. We're all passing the photo around right now, Dave. That's a real one.
That's a legit one.
Yeah, and the story is pretty incredible. It ate a ballyhoo. I mean, that thing was hungry. He had a little tiny ballyhoo. So.
And I'm sure probably on gear appropriate for winding in a 100-pound striped marlin.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, Pete kind of has a half a clue, so poor fish should have never ate that ballyhoo.
Yeah, he messed up. He messed up. A lot of lures and fish that thing could have eaten and never paid the price, but he tangled at the wrong boat on that one.
Yes, he did. So Pete was pretty excited last night when he called me from Santa Maria. He's going to hang out there for a couple of weeks and fish that striper. But that yellowfin, look at now, everybody's like, oh, the bluefin limits a yellowfin for quite a few boats. I mean, Andrew, you know, it's just incredible. You don't know. You're going to pull up to a kelp paddy. You have no idea. It could be full of yellowtail. It could be full of Dorado. Might be some yellowfin on it. Might be skipjack. Might be bluefin. All I can tell you is you got to go fishing. There's no reason to not go fishing. Right?
Yep. Yeah, exactly. You say it could be yellowtail, could be Dorado, could be everything.
Yeah, you just don't know. You pull up to the kelp and you see a sonar and you're like, oh, shoot, what is that? Oh, my goodness. Here we go. Bend the boat, limits style fishing, and then you can pull up to 100 more patties and not see a fish. It's a very strange season, but you got to go fishing. It's just, you got to go. We got a little bit of wind.
out on the outside, but everything's going to straighten back up. Fishing's good, catching's even better, and all I can tell you is I can't imagine what we're going to be talking about next week because there's just so much stuff happening. And like Andrew said, they're going to keep fishing as long as there's something to catch and people keep showing up. And I don't think they're going to stop showing up because they just keep coming. Yeah, I mean, Cabo last night was absolutely incredible. There's a million people down here, Rick. It's just all of a sudden exploded.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. The town certainly deserves it, and I know that they've been doing great protocols, keeping everybody safe down there, and glad to hear that the tournaments are going to happen and that there's some great fishing to go along with it, Dave. Well, if somebody wants to keep in touch with what's going on with FishDope.com, get in on all the information, save themselves $20 by getting a new membership to FishDope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, HOOKUPNOW, all lowercase, no space. And if somebody wants to find out all this great info, somebody called yesterday really wanting to learn how to deal with flying a kite, and you've done such a great job with the informational video series on your website, Your Saltwater Guide.
Thank you, Rick. Yeah, I heard you shout out yesterday. I was listening to the show. Thank you very much. Gang, for $4.99, you never have to wonder again. You got Fish Dope in your tackle box. You got Your Saltwater Guide in your tackle box. You never have to suck at fishing again unless that's what you're into.
Dave, as always, very colorful. Appreciate hearing from you, buddy. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, guys. Thank you. Have a great show.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate that very much.
Always a good one.
One
yeah.
of a kind. Thank
All
God.
Right?
Thank
yeah.
God there's not another one.
What will we do with two Daves in our life?
I don't know. It'll be tough. Yeah. Always fun, for sure. Well, the phones are packed up. Everybody's excited to talk to Andrew. Before we do that, another fun text came through, this one is from John from Huntington Beach. He says, good morning. I've got a question for Andrew. In the months of September and October, how many days a week does a captain like Andrew get to spend on land and get your stuff done around the house, or do you just literally have to put everything off to the winter months?
Well, that starts normally in June.
Yeah.
I'm pretty much gone. My wife likes to joke that she's a single mother for 6 months out of the year. But this time of the year, I normally do 25 to 35 days in a row, and then I'll take a couple off. But it's pretty typical.
Take a couple days off and then have to get up extra early on a day off to come in and do the radio show. And
oh, yeah, it's all good, though. You know, it's a huge testament to my wife. She's awesome, holding down the fort, doing the hard work.
Yep, taking care of everything.
I'm just fishing for fun.
Yeah, that's a great question, John. Appreciate that very much.
All right. Hey, let's take a call. Let's talk to Paul. Paul calling from Bellflower. Welcome to the show this morning, Paul. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, fellas. Andrew. Oh. How did you, yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
We were just saying good morning.
Oh, right on. Hey, I'm going out on the Fury tonight, so I'm going to be out there on the challenge. So I've been listening and taking notes. But, Andrew, how did you come about purchasing the boat?
The Pacifica?
How did that happen? Yes, sir.
Yeah, so we were kind of, just natural progression of things, going from... You know, pinhead to deckhand to captain to owner operator. Just the natural progression of things, and the Pacifica, or was formerly the Dominator, fit our business plan. It was kind of exactly what we needed. We didn't want something too big or too small.
Yeah.
We just 30 passenger open party boat was what we were looking for, and it fit the mold.
And I know you spent a lot of time down in San Diego with the crew from the American Angler, and then left with an opportunity to be in the driver's seat a lot more with Captain Jeff up in Newport.
Then
it was, and like you said, that's just the progression that it seems to happen. You work local boats up in OC before that, and just keep chugging down the line.
Yep, just keep working and keep moving forward and not looking back.
That's awesome. Right on. Well, great question. Appreciate that very much. And we'll jump right back in.
Let's do it, Rick. Let's talk to Steve. Steve calling from Fallbrook. Good morning, Steve. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you very much for taking my call. I've got a question regarding, I've got an Orca, that Shimano HD Orca. I have not fished it yet. I was wondering if any of you have, how it works. And is it an appropriate lure to bring on a party boat, or is it more geared towards a private boat I just don't know how to fish them.
Sure. So an orca is a stick bait style of lure. You know, for those that aren't familiar, think of a Rapala without a bill, but it's a very good casting lure. And this is just my opinion, we'll ask Andrew also. It probably has a better home on a skiff, and it's a great lure for casting at a, you know, at a foam or a fish. They cast well. You can cast it on relatively heavy gear, you know, heavy enough that it's still appropriate. You could, you know, anything that you would cast your surface iron for yellowtail, that lure would be just fine, maybe even a little heavier. The orcas are nice because they have pretty good hardware on them. You don't need to change the hooks out, and you don't need to change the rings out. Like, they are perfectly capable of taking a fish, you know, up to and including 100 pounds. 120 pounders, 150 pounder, that kind of thing. And it's a really good lure for casting into a spot of foamers. I would just say that in general, that style of fishing is not
more
better.
More skiff or present.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Not better done on a skiff, but it's just 30 guys all casting at the same spot is a little bit less conducive to sport boating. Is that fair to say, Andrew?
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously we do it from time to time,
sure.
Which would be, like you say, the best home for that orca jig. You know, the only other time that, you know, we would see that be real effective is in some of those hot and heavy yellowfin tuna bites. You know, when you can kind of get out of the corner, get up to the bow, and, you know, have a little bit of fun and catch them a few different ways. That would be, you know, in my opinion, another good opportunity to use that thing between the foamers and then those wide open yellowfin bites. But like you said, those foamer things, it does get pretty hectic. It does get pretty hectic. Obviously, we're not driving by them, but...
Oh, totally.
You know.
Are there times when that fish will... It seems like the general move is you guys find fish, whether they're breezing or they're on the sonar or whatever, you get over the top of them, you get some bait in front of them, you get them stopped, and hopefully they come to you, and in the best-case scenario, they stick with you completely, and you pick them off all day.
Yeah.
Do the foamers... Does that same thing apply? Like, do you put bait on them, and will they get off of whatever they're on and come to you, or do you just get a little bit and they keep going?
Oh, yeah. Well, I think it's with any school that, you know, you stop on them very rarely to get the whole school to stick, but you mm-hmm. definitely could break off a piece of them. Same thing goes with those foamers, you know. We've seen it multiple times where, you know, you slide on one of those things and you end up drifting for a little while, catching them on bait. It's day to day. A lot of the time, you know, when they're really keyed in on that smaller anchovy, it's a little bit tougher to get them to switch over to the sardines, but it does happen.
Yeah, they're opportunistic. If the right amount of bait is in front of them, they're not going to necessarily turn it down either.
Yeah, if the stars line up, they line up.
That's cool. Great question.
That's a good one for sure. Let's talk to Ray. Ray calling from Santa Ana. Ray, thanks for joining us this morning.
Hi, Ray.
Good morning, guys. Great show today. Hey, I'm hoping you can make a recommendation for me. I'm sure you can. I'm looking for a 50-pound bait stick for under $300. What would you recommend?
You know, in this day and age, 50-pound and the size of fish that we're fishing, I think you just need to be getting yourself a two-speed reel. And that's not to say that it can't be done on a single-speed reel. There are single-speed reels out there that for sure will fish 50. But I think with the size of fish that we're fishing these days, and when you're fishing 50-pound, it's going to primarily be for bluefin tuna that are, you know, in excess of 60 pounds or so. And I think at that point, you really need to get yourself a good two-speed.
And, Rick, with the affordability of the Speedmaster, like you mentioned, it's a perfect fit.
It is, but I don't think you can get an appropriate combo for $300. I think that's the problem. I think that there are a couple of really good reels out there that fit in that price range.
But you're not going to get the combo.
That's what I think. I think the problem is if you know, you could get yourself a Speedmaster 12, which is around $250, and that is a very appropriate reel for fishing 50-pound. The problem is it doesn't leave you enough juice left over to get a rod that is equally appropriate. If you only had $50 to spend, and I'm not shaking my stick. I mean, I get the budget. I do for sure. But the problem with 50-pound tackle is it's only getting busted out when it's time to catch a fish of pretty darn appropriate size. And I think that you just need to allow a little bit more funds in your budget to get the right rod for it. When you're catching,
okay. Well, what rod would you recommend for under $300?
Sure.
Just the rod itself.
Yeah, and that list is even longer than the amount of appropriate reels. If I was looking to go that amount of money, I would think about a CalStar fiberglass rod, like a 6465 heavy or a 6470. A glass rod is going to keep you in that sub $300 range. And then there's a lot of other good rods, like a Terramar is going to run you around $200, and you can get a 76 heavy that would be appropriate for fishing 50-pound. I think that with rods, a lot more of it comes down to the angler, and I think that the best thing that you could do would be to go into your local shop that's got a fair amount of difference in their inventory, so that you're not necessarily being sold the rod that they have. But like at our shop, we've got, and I'm not saying that for a plug for us. I just mean in general, like we probably have 25 different rods that'll fish 50-pound appropriate. And the rod that's right for Corey might not be the same rod that's comfortable for Andrew. I mean, some of it is how tall you are and how your body works and what feels more comfortable. And you don't need to be a fishing rod expert to know that this feels comfortable. Let the guys in the shop pull half a dozen rods that are all right for fishing 50-pound. And then when you hang on to the back of it and they pull on the front, you can just let your body say, like, man, this is a lot more comfortable than that one, knowing that they're going to give you the right rod for that class.
And I bet you too, Rick, I bet you the landing, you know, if you purchase that Speedmaster and you want to marry it up with a certain type of rod, I bet you Seaforth, Fisherman's will actually rent you just the rod.
Totally.
I bet you.
It happens all the time.
Just so you get the feel of a couple different rods before that investment.
Yeah.
You know?
I get exactly what you're after, and I try to be super respectful to everybody's budget. And $300 is a lot of money. I'm not shaking a stick at that at all. I just think for the type of rod and reel you're talking about, I think that you'd be better off getting the reel now and then getting the rod next.
Yeah, you know, one thing to add to that that we do, and just about every other boat in the fleet does, we do a lot of sponsored trips. I know we do a CalStar Accurate combo sponsored. We just got off of a Seeker Rods fishing sponsored trip, and on those sponsored trips, the reps bring out a lot of gear for you to try and use. So if you're not
variety.
If you're not sure, you know what I mean, what exactly you're looking for, or you don't know what you're comfortable with, look for one of those sponsored trips and go on one of those, you know, code up with one of the reps, and you know, he'll give you a couple different rods to fish with.
That's a great call too, because it really allows you an opportunity to fish with. I mean, you know, you're talking about making a sizable investment, and you know, what better opportunity of landing a 50-pound bluefin to decide whether, man, this is the greatest thing ever, or I need to keep looking. I mean, that's a great way to get to do it.
Yeah, go test drive one.
Totally.
All right. Hey, thanks for calling us, Ray, and hopefully that answers your question and definitely points you in the right direction. And hey, when we return on Let's Talk Hookup, we're gonna have more from Andrew. We're gonna find out who's won this day and a half trip. You still have a chance. Give us a shout. 833-288-0973. We're gonna be right back on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Are you looking for an ultimate fishing destination? Well, look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris Lodge in British Columbia. This is Valerie Helbridge. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure, but a few of the highlights in fishing with us is the protected, calm, pristine waters for quality Chinook salmon all season, May through September. After you get your limits of salmon, Queen Charlotte Safaris will take you in our comfortable covered heated jet boat to our halibut, lingcod, and rock fishing areas, also crabbing. And we have larger retention than Alaska. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay and Sunspit, and it's so easy to get to. You can fly from almost anywhere from the United States and Canada into Vancouver, then a short flight directly to Sunspit. Our trips are all-inclusive, full days of fishing, custom processing, fishing license, and all your gear is provided. Let our expert chefs pamper you with amazing meals. Our staff delivers wonderful hospitality, all in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. So call me at 1-877-815-2892 or check us out online, qcsafaris.com. We look forward to seeing you there.
If you're into saltwater fishing, listen to this. Saturday, November 7th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Hi, this is Doug Kern. We are pulling out all the stops on this one with discounts from 20 to 60% off on hundreds of items. Over 20 manufacturers' reps like Shimano and PowerPro. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, a giant raffle, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle. Check out all the Shimano and PowerPro product we have and talk to the Shimano and PowerPro guys about the best Shimano rod and reel for your trip. Backed by popular demand, the Shimano Tranx Casting Contest. Cast the Shimano Tranx 500 and the Terramar 90H rod and show your surface iron casting skills. The winner gets a Tranx 500 worth $500. It's our biggest sale of the year with hundreds of items discounted up to 60%. Plus, plenty of manufacturer's incentives from Shimano and PowerPro to spice up the pot. There will also be a huge raffle and lots of fun for everyone. So don't miss it. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Unbelievable pricing on tackle clothing and accessories. Saturday, November 7th, check saltwatertackle.com.
22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro is home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnights on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Native Sun. Plus, you can charter the Ultra, Spectra, and True Line. There is always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. Take advantage of the Wednesday specials on the Pursuit and Monte Carlo, and kids fish free with a paid adult on the afternoon half-day. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or book online at 22ndstreet.com.
Lobster season is here. It's time to gear up with the best in the business, Promar, based in SoCal. Promar knows lobster and makes everything you need to catch these tasty critters. The Promar guys are hardcore lobster fishermen and have all the styles of hoop nets, including the new Ambush XL Heavy, 14-pound, 36-inch rigid hoop net, the largest allowed by law. Visit Promar on Facebook or on the web at promarnets.com.
2 years ago, Gamakatsu set out to develop a hook light enough for live bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle your next trophy bluefin. The answer? The Gamakatsu Nautilus Heavy Duty. Most captains agree the Gamakatsu Nautilus hook is best for tuna. And now with the introduction of the Nautilus HD, no matter how big the tuna, Gamakatsu has a hook to handle it. The new Nautilus HD is now available with solid ring or standard hook. Get it now at select tackle shops and start getting bit.
Welcome back to Let's Talk.
Hey, we can both do it.
Dude,
good.
It is like a reaction thing.
It is.
Anytime the zzz goes off, I'm instantly like, oh my God, I'm supposed to say welcome back to Let's Talk.
Right? Like me listen to the sonar.
That's exactly it. Yeah, when it knocks instead of clicks, it's like, you know, you whip your head around. Every time I hear that, I always step over Corey. I feel like such a jerk for doing it.
No, not at all. Hey, this is live radio. We're having fun together. We've got Andrew in the studio.
Yeah, man. This is good times, man, no doubt.
Yeah.
Well, we're having a great show this morning, and we do want you to be a part of it. Corey, there's still plenty of time for a guy to get in and get in on the fun with us.
There is. There's one open line right now, and that'll be your chance to win a day and a half trip on the Pacifica out of Seaforth Sport Fishing. Thank you, Andrew, for supplying that. One lucky caller today is going to be very lucky at 833-288-0973. Or again, you can text us through the app, only through the app. It's a one-way text, comes via email to Rick. He'll read them off, and just leave your name. That's all we ask.
Yeah.
You know?
And speaking of that, a great text came through. It said, just like the previous caller, I used to really enjoy fishing on the Pacifica. I hadn't been on it since it was the Dominator, and since you guys have taken it over, other than the bait tank, what are some of the other improvements that I might look forward to?
Well, we did quite a lot last year. We extended the house back a little bit to make a little bit bigger showers and free up some room in the heads. New railing on the boat, whole fresh paint job, all new electronics in the wheelhouse, which I guess you guys don't really see, but I guess.
But are very important.
Yeah, maybe
we reap the benefits of.
Yeah. I put a new air conditioner in the bunk room, new bigger air conditioner.
All this in the off season.
Last year, 2019. I mean, come on, that's a lot going on. Yeah, I mean, God, I'm sure I'm missing a bunch of stuff. There's a lot of behind the scenes stuff you didn't see. You know, we stripped the generator down to a bare block, replumbed the entire engine room, pretty much rewired the whole engine room. You know, a lot of stuff that you don't see. But it's, you know, as far as what you guys would see would be the showers and the bait tank would be the big one. And then that air conditioner in the bunk room.
And then when did you put the bait tank on?
We put that on. It was I think April of 2019.
2019, yeah. I don't know why I keep going back to the bait tank, man.
Because you're a bait guy, that's
well,
why.
Yeah, but it's just, it's such
I thought
a,
you were the swim bait guy.
It's a, well,
well, but he was the Everham Brothers guy before that.
Yeah. I worked for Everham for 12 years.
Oh, okay.
Making a bait on the Ebco and the Catch
Lot. Yeah.
Actually, as a kid in high school, before high school, I worked on the bait barge and had a good time doing that in San Diego.
Awesome. I always think that's one of my favorite stories about you, Corey, that you said a lot of the, you know, whatever it is, like the early days of, you know, you thinking and developing MC Swim Baits were staring in a tank and seeing bait swim and seeing how they look and seeing what the color and
and it's kind of like the life that Andrew lives. It's 6 months you're on the water, man. Period. Staring at, looking, you know, into binos for schools, you know, pelican diving, you know.
I think it's so fun that you spent, you know, more time looking at bait than most people will in a lifetime.
Yeah.
But like Andrew says, you're the plastic guy.
Right. And really, that's 35, 40 years of my life have been with bait.
Yeah. Totally.
That's awesome.
But you know what they're supposed to look like. That's for sure.
I like it.
Well, I'm sure it definitely had something to do with why your baits are so successful now.
Thank you. No doubt.
Well, the phones are packed. Corey, let's jump into them.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Harry. Harry Cohn from La Jolla. Hey, Harry. Welcome.
What's up, Harry?
Hi there, gentlemen. Hi. Andrew, I have a quick question. You're sitting on a spot of fish, and you've been chumming for a while. A lot of that bait ends up going underneath the boat for protection and refuge. Any possibility of moving off of that when the bite slows up a little bit, move the boat off?
Sounds like he knows one of your tricks, Andrew.
You know, that's kind of always been a thing that guys will try, you know, and more so yellowfin fishing. When they kind of slow down, they'll fire the engines up and kick the bait out. We've seen it, but it's never like a it never reboots the stop. You know, we do see a lot of times, and I'm sure a lot of you guys have seen it where, as soon as the captain fires up the engines, okay, you guys wind them up, and then fresh one.
Yeah,
somebody
totally.
A fresh one. I think a lot of what that is when the engines first fire up, it kind of spooks the bait and, you know, gets one quick reaction bite, but that's normally all it's good for, is maybe one or two more. It never really reestablishes you. Maybe just a handful more.
That's a good call.
Yeah,
it's a good one for sure. Hey, Harry, thanks for the shout-out today, huh? All right, let's take another one. Let's talk to Brian. Brian Cohn from Wildemar. Thanks for joining us this morning, Brian.
Hey, Brian.
Good morning, guys. How you doing this morning?
We're doing great. Good morning.
I was digging in the garage, and I pulled out a couple of 5-pound rock cod jigs that I just kind of sanded up and didn't ready to paint. At the shop, do you guys offer any rebrazing or know anyone who does?
We definitely do. Yeah. For exactly that. If you have a favorite jig and the hook went away, or want to make a modification, it's a drop off type thing. You know, drop the jigs off the top, and we can rebraze new rings or hooks or whatever scenario might be. If you're making a Wahoo lure and you want to have some swivels attached to your hooks or whatever, we definitely do. As I'm sure a lot of other shops up and down the coast probably do the same thing. But it usually takes about a week or so. You know, drop them off, and we have a guy that comes in, picks them up, and super professional job, and bring them on down anytime. We'll take care of them for you.
Sweet. And Andrew, hope to go fishing with you soon. I was going to ask you, fishing the Tanner Bank. I was trying to just, how do I say, when you're looking at your meters, the 100-pound fish in what range, the 200-pound fish in what bantams, the 300-pound fish in what bantams. I'm getting ready to pull some spectra off the reels and make some marks.
So you're asking the depths that the bigger fish mark at?
Yes.
You know, it's kind of all different. You know, as a general rule of thumb, the bigger the fish are, the deeper they mark. You know, but we've seen those, you know, not quite often, but, you know, you see those 200-300 pounders right on the surface, and, you know, same thing you see, you know, especially at nighttime, you see them down there 600 feet down. It's kind of always changing, but as a general rule of thumb, you know, typically the bigger the fish, they'll mark a little bit deeper. But like I said, it every day is a little bit different. You know, sometimes we see those small ones down there at 25, 30 fathom, and, you know, sometimes we see those 200-300 pounders up there at 10 fathom, you know, below the surface.
Okay.
The one
thing I'm thinking I should make a mark at like 100 feet, and then maybe 200 feet and 400 feet or something?
Yeah, you know, it's whatever you're comfortable with. You know, mark your spectra, you know, every 50 feet or every 100 feet, just incrementally, so you know where you're at, especially while flat falling or fishing a jig, because regardless of the size of fish, you know, myself and anyone else driving a boat is normally pretty good about letting you know where they're seeing them, and you can kind of keep yourself in the zone that way. Whether it's a 12-pounder or a 200-pounder, you'll know where you're
at.
Thank
you.
That's a great call. Appreciate it very much, Brian. Thanks a lot for that. The one thing that always impresses me is when you see a fish, however deep, you know, like a 200 feet or something, you know, a depth that we would consider a pretty considerable distance, but also how quickly that fish can be right up on the surface eating a kite bait. You know, I mean, they can close that distance real fast, I think,
is what
I'm getting at. Or, you know, you see them on the sonar X amount of feet away, and, like, they can be on the corner when there's something that they want, like whether it's the kite bait flying on the surface or just the chum hitting the water. I mean, you can, you know, you might think of 100 feet or 150 feet as being a long ways down there, but that fish is on that in a snap of a finger.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're quick, especially when they want something.
Yeah. You know, it just seems like when they say they're 100, 200 feet down or that, just seems like such a long way. And, like, that's just the boat a few times, you know, and, like, that fish covers that like nothing.
Yeah, it's a very short distance, really.
Totally.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, we appreciate the phone call. Let's jump right back into him, Corey.
Let's talk to John. John calling from Upland. Thanks for joining us this morning, John.
Yeah, good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
What's up, John?
Good. Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, Rick, I sent you a message the other day, but you never responded. I'm fishing tonight on the Amigo on the CCA Challenge.
All right.
And I'm on a Talica 12. What is the heaviest monoline I could put on there?
I think 60-pound is probably the heaviest that you would want to fish on a Talica 12. The reel is more commonly fished with 40 or 50, but 60 would probably be about as heavy as you'd want to go. Depends a little bit on how heavy the backing it is and how much you put on there, but yeah, 40, 50 most common, 60 would be about the heaviest.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then Andrew, do you run trips out of Ventura?
You know, we did last year. It was kind of a test in the water thing. We're kind of trying to we're looking for our identity, figuring out what we're going to do. You know, we may go up this year, we may not. We're kind of in debate. We were up there at a good friend of our Tucker's Landing. We're kind of not 100% sure yet what our game plan is going to be for the year. I think we might be sticking to the San Diego thing, nothing's for sure.
That can't be an easy call right now, just based on the fishing. Like we talked about with Colin Ed and how late that you guys are such bluefin like masters, like that is what you do so good, and you know it's staying later and later, and it's kind of showing up earlier and earlier. It can't make the decision process easy, and you got to do boat work sometime. I'm sure you'd love to be everywhere all the time, but it can't make life easy.
Yeah, well, you know, our biggest thing is just staying busy. You know, I think we don't like sitting around. So
yeah,
obviously,
hustlers.
You know, yeah. Obviously, we're the bluefin thing is our bread and butter. But you know, whatever it takes to get out, we'll be doing it.
That's it, John. Appreciate the phone call very much.
All right, hey, let's talk to Mike. Mike calling from Rosemead.
What's up, Mike? Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. I was just watching the news last night, and there was a little segment on these East Coast fishermen, three guys, and they landed it was over 1,000-pound bluefin, and it was pretty impressive fish to see. So they had their troubles lifting it over on their winch. I guess they couldn't even lift it over the rail, but it was 1,000-pound-plus bluefin. But my question to you there, Andrew, is what's the largest bluefin you personally have caught?
We got one this year that taped out to 353 pounds.
That was
our big one, yeah.
That's a good one.
That was the coolest photo, too. Like, that fish was huge in every way. It looked like it was 7 feet tall. It was a giant.
It was.
Yeah, okay, it was. Okay.
It was 84 inches, exactly.
A seven-footer.
It was a seven-footer.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yep, a lot of muscle milk to get that thing over the rail.
I believe that. I believe a lot to stand it up to take a picture with it.
Yeah.
And they have gotten those 800 to 1,200 pounders here on the West Coast, but it's been, what, a number of years? The Saner's got them, actually.
Yeah. Well,
20 years or so, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Something like that.
Yeah, so, I mean, they do get them.
Yeah, somewhere up there by San Nick or something.
That's what I remember too. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that East Coast thing, that Prince Edward Island, and that, I mean, it's crazy because they're in such shallow water. I mean, you're fighting a 300 pounder out here in 2,000 feet of water, but on the East Coast they're fighting those jumbos in like 60. Mm-hmm. To 90 feet
that's
or less,
so crazy.
Right?
That's so crazy to me.
They can only sound so deep. Yeah. You know, it's kind of a crazy, just a different fishery.
Yeah, we joke all the time, like, man, these things need to stop growing, or we're not going to be able to catch them anymore.
For real,
they keep getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah, for real,
a legitimate issue. Yeah. Hey, let's take another one. Let's talk to Mike. This time, Mike's calling from Torrance. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup this morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. Hey, Ricky morning. And Corey, how you guys doing today?
What's up, buddy?
Doing well. Doing well.
Just want to thank you, Andrew, for taking me out last November. We went out and caught a California limit of yellowfin. Plus, I got my limit of bluefin out all about 35-pound range. I came home, and I canned 35 quarts of tuna and passed them out for Thanksgiving and Christmas, and just had a great trip on your boat, and I want to thank you.
Man, I'm glad cool. You had a good time. Yeah, that fishing last November was... that was a lot of fun. That was a lot of fun. I'm glad you were there for it.
I really feel like we're going to get that same hit. I think that this fall is just shaping up so good, and that big fish is still around. It sounds like there was a big influx of, you know, the size of fish that we didn't see the last few days. I was talking mm-hmm. to Gavin yesterday saying that there was a bunch of 90-pounders that showed up that they hadn't seen that fish in a little bit of time.
Yeah.
And then we got this big yellowfin mix with everything. Like, it just feels like going into these next few months are just really stacking up good.
Yeah, they're staging.
I like
they're
it, staging. Man. I like it.
That's yeah, but cool. We're here licking our chops. Right?
Yeah, no doubt. What? How does the fall continue to shape up for the boat? I mean, can we make reservations all the way through? Like, how is the boat booked up? I mean, I know it's not easy to get on the Pacifica, but I know that there's still opportunities to do so. Like, how does that go down if we're wanting to take advantage of the fishing that's still going on?
So we have our full schedule up. It's on our website at PacificaSportFishing.com. We have our schedule up all the way through November.
Okay.
We haven't put our December schedule up yet, but you know, if there's a need for it, it'll be there. But, right now, all the way through November, we're online.
That's it. Right on.
It's a good way to do it.
All right.
Absolutely. Hey, thanks for the call this morning, Mike.
Yeah, let's keep jumping into them.
Okay, let's do it. Let's talk to Tom. Tom calling from Temecula. Tom, good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
What's up, Tom?
Morning. Morning, guys.
Morning.
Andrew, I've been on your boat, and it's a great boat to fish. And
thank you.
Great platform. My question is, this time of the year, we start to get some low-pressure systems coming through, and we get a little bit more wind. And my question is, how do you see that affecting the bite, so to speak? Do the fish tend to get more aggressive with a little bit of wind and a low-pressure system coming through, or does it matter at all? And then... you pretty much decide where you're going the day before you're going out?
Well, as far as the weather goes, you know, it's it does affect it in some sense. I've known, you know, but we've caught fish in Grease Calm, and we've caught fish in, 25 knots. It's all kind of different. You know, the biggest factor I would say is if we were doing the big fish thing, trying to fish the kite, no wind trying to fish the kite is one thing
it's
that
tough.
Really messes
yeah.
us up. But as far as, you know, 5 knots compared to 20 knots, I feel like we stand an equal chance of catching mm-hmm. a fish. It's the kite thing that I'd say it really hinders what we can do the most.
None is tough. Too much is tough. But anywhere in, like, the normal operating range, we're fortunate enough, you know, we live in the kiddie pond here. I mean, we get bummed out if the weather's, you know, 15 knots, but it's still super operatable and easy fishing. You know, like, we're so lucky that it's so rare that the conditions are really such that we can't go fishing in.
Mm-hmm.
We're pretty blessed down here for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, we are. Aren't we a little spoiled?
Yeah, no doubt. Appreciate the phone call, Tom, very much.
Talking about spoiling. We're going to spoil somebody when we come back with a day-and-a-half trip on the Pacifica when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
For your next trip, who needs travel insurance? You do. This is Bob Dawson from Dawson & Associates Insurance Services. We guarantee the lowest prices on all travel insurance plans with six companies and 122 different policies. These plans will include trip cancellation insurance, medical, medevac, baggage loss, and rental car coverage. Please call me at area code 619-990-3068 or visit us at safariglobaltravel.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more. For over five decades, Lee Palm Sport Fishing has set the standard in long-range fishing that they pioneered long ago. The Red Rooster 3 sets a new standard of excellence. The Red Rooster 3 is one of the most modern, quiet, and fastest long-range vessels in the fleet. They have handpicked the finest crew to make your trip a memorable one. The Red Rooster 3 offers trips from 3 to 18 days and runs year-round to the best fishing spots on the planet. Ride the Red Rooster 3 once and you'll be back again. Call the Red Rooster 3 at 619-224-3800 or see them on the web at redrooster3.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Well, welcome back to Let's Talk Kickin'. Rick
almost
just,
did it again.
Just so you know,
almost
as a listener,
did it again.
Yeah, Rick was ready to do it. I was ready to let him do it, but it didn't happen. So, hey, welcome back. And we do have that day and a half trip winner on the Pacifica. It's Daryl from Covina. Daryl's going to be stoked to be jumping on the boat.
No doubt, Daryl. Yeah. Congratulations. Andrew, can't thank you enough, especially like what that other caller talked about. You know, you spend so much time on the water. It's not easy for you to get to have a day off and spend with the family, but we really are stoked that you spent a couple hours BSing and talking fishing with us, and we love having you, man. This is a great time.
Oh, yeah. Well, we love coming in. It's refreshing.
Yeah, it's refreshing fun. It's fun.
It goes by fast,
doesn't it?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy how fast
I would say the same thing. 2 hours at work takes all day long to go by, but these 2 hours go by in the snap of a finger. Well, if somebody does want to take advantage of everything that's going on in the Pacifica, get in on that fishing. Like you said, your schedule is up all the way through November. Today, I mean, it's clear this fishing isn't going anywhere, and if somebody wants to book a spot, how do we do it?
You can do that on our website at pacificasportfishing.com. You can check out our whole schedule there. You can make a reservation on our website. Or you can call the guys over at Seaforth and wrap with the guys on the phone. You can do that at 619-224-3383.
One of the cool things about your operation is you and your partner are virtually always on the boat. There's always somebody that's got an interest in that boat is going to be driving the time. And you guys are both there all the time. You're going to have somebody with vested interest driving that trip for you every time.
Oh, yeah, every time. Every time.
That's awesome. I love it. Well, thanks again, man. That was great. And really enjoyed having you on here. And we enjoyed having you this morning. Another couple of great shows coming for you next weekend. Next Saturday, Gilbert Hernandez from Promar is going to be joining us. We're going to be talking all things lobster and hoop net. And then Sunday, John Ireland from Rancho Leonero and Yusef from Cutwater Spirits. Going to be a couple of really great shows. Lots of fun talking. We'll have Pete back in the studio, get the full wrap-up from everything going on in the East Cape and more. Hey, you stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.